After taking a year off from a live performance due to COVID, the Omaha Symphony is back with their live Christmas celebration this weekend at the Holland Performing Arts Center. Maestro Ernest Richardson, resident and principal pops conductor for the Omaha Symphony, notes that these celebrations are vital for all of us.
When we lost the connection to our audience, when we lost the connection to each other, I think we may have underestimated the toll that that would take. And we are so excited to be back together as an ensemble, to be back with our people, to be back making physical connections in the same space-time continuum with our audience. It is a celebration. I could wax poetic about it, but it is really deeply felt, and we are so glad that we're able to come back and to celebrate with our community.
The Symphony's Christmas celebration is a tradition for many Omahans.
I love this notion that we are so integrated into the holiday season that people think we go to the Omaha Symphony's production of Celebration of Christmas. That's just part of what we do. And I have so many families who will come up to me and they'll say, you know, we've been coming here since our kids were little, and we do a thing with a sleigh ride where two kids come up and they play the bells and they play the whip crack. And they'll say, you know, our kid was the whip crack player, you know, 15 years ago. And I'm like, gosh, that's exactly what we're trying to create, this sense that it's a great experience for the entire family, from the grandparents to the little kids. We think about how does a family experience Christmas together? So we create a program that fits into that, and it is the quintessential family Christmas celebration.
The planning for the celebration begins in the spring, and Maestro Richardson looks to Christmas cards for inspiration.
If you imagine the days when people used to send actual physical Christmas cards, you know, and you put them into a basket and you'd collect them over time. And each card would have a picture on it. And the picture was a way to find Christmas for the person who sent the card. So some of the cards are, you know, beautiful snow scenes. Some of them are family scenes. Some of them are, you know, at the big dinner table. So there's a soundtrack to each one of those pictures in my imagination. Christmas has all of these different songs. Some of them are romantic, some of them are deeply spiritual, some of them are goofy and funny, just like the cards that we receive. So on one hand, our cast will be singing O Holy Night, which to me is like the apex Christmas carol. It's why it's always the climax of our show. But there's also the goofy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer kind of thing. So we're doing Run, Run, Rudolph. And then there is I'll Be Home for Christmas, but it's set in a more swing kind of feel. We've got Let It Snow. We've got Snow Jingle, which is snow, 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 snow. And then Jingle Bus, Jingle Bus, Jingle All the Way, which is actually a Barbra Streisand take. And we have everything in between.
The Omaha Symphony Christmas Celebration is at the Holland Performing Arts Center for 6 shows, beginning this Thursday, December 16th, and running through Sunday, December 19th. You can find out more information and purchase tickets at omahasymphony.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.